none of these things move me. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved only by what I believe, and I believe the word of the living Almighty God.
How should we respond to an ever-changing world? Join Kenneth Copeland today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as he teaches us how to be effective for God and reach out to those in need. Now, here's Kenneth.
Now, listen to this. His, the blessed man that delights greatly in being commanded of God, in the word of God. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. His seed shall be mighty. Now, remember we talked about our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty through God.
Right.
He's talking about his seed having the mighty power.
Yes, sir.
Oh, the mighty power of God, not just in him, but in his seed. Be mighty on earth. Being born again wasn't enough. Got to have the Holy Ghost. Having the Holy Ghost ain't enough. Got to work in the gifts of the Spirit, glory to God. Well, that ain't enough. We got to have the integrity of the Word of God. And we got a hold of that. That ain't enough. You got to have working knowledge of faith and put it to work and believe God. Yes, amen. And just keep growing and going and going and growing and growing and growing. The whole generation is blessed. The blessing is spreading to a whole body of people. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endure forever. He's got a house. There ain't no mortgage on it. Wealth and riches in his house, and his righteousness is intact. Religion has never, ever believed that that could even be possible. If you've got a house, it's bad enough. But if it is full of wealth and riches, you can't be righteous. I beg your pardon. Here he is. Hallelujah. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. This is a man that when darkness and gross darkness comes on the area, he's the one that will believe God for the light and get it and let his light shine, praise God. No wonder he's wealthy. God needed him wealthy. Here's a man that's ready, willing, and able to give and to move in whatever God calls him to move into, to get rid of darkness, to get rid of famine, to get rid of whatever the devil's throwing on the people. He is gracious and full of compassion. He is gracious. 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 All grace is abounding towards him, and he in like manner is a man of grace. He'll show grace towards you. He won't judge you. He won't condemn you. He won't try to put you down. He'll raise you up. He'll help you. He's a man full of grace. A good man shows favor and he lends. He guides his affairs with discretion. The cross reference says with good judgment. He has the mind of Christ. Has good ideas. God ideas. He pays no attention and makes no plans based on politicians and news medias and the way the world's going and what it says is right or wrong. Now look at verse 6. Surely, say surely.
Surely.
He shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. That is a covenant statement. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Bad news don't move him. That's just the easy way of saying that. All the bad news. Oh, I don't care how tragic it is. I don't care how bad it may be. I'm not talking about just talk. I'm talking about the real thing. Really, really bad news. When they bring you word that something tragic has happened in your family, he's still not moved. He's still steady. His righteousness endures forever. And he governs this affair with good judgment. Faith, judgment. He doesn't just go off wild because suddenly something went wrong or out of place. And he's not moved. He stays steady on God's word, God's commandments, and he listens and he obeys, and whatever happens, he's coming out. He's not afraid of evil tidings. Why? His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established, and he shall not be afraid. Now, this fixed heart, you see that? Fixed. What does it mean, fixed? Well, that don't mean fixed like repair. That's fixed like fastened. And the first thing that comes to mind when it's used this way is like fixed in concrete, fixed in rock, bedrock, fixed. You can't move it. He is immovable. He's immovable. He's a man of covenant. He'll die with his sword in his hand. He don't just live for God, he'd die for God, man. I mean, live or die, he does it in God's name. Is that kind of thing? It's fixed. Well, now, what is that fixed heart? You can see shades of it. He's filled with compassion. He's full of grace. He's full of favor, good judgment. He's not moved forever. His heart is established. He'll not be afraid. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid. What casts out fear?
Love.
Perfected, growing love. Now look, he hath dispersed. That's an earmark of love. He hath given to the poor. In what? Compassion, favor. Grace, acts of love. His righteousness endureth forever. What is it that never fails?
Love.
Love never fails. The love of God. Now, the word of the Lord came to me just before I came here, and he said, this is what I want you to tell the people in Branson, that this man's fixed heart is the same man in Ephesians 3, 14 through 20 that is rooted,
yeah,
and grounded in love.
Yes.
Now, what causes roots? Think it through. That those roots go down. There's more tree under the ground than there is on the top. I mean, and they're in there so fixed you can't move it. We're called trees planted by the rivers of water. Immovable trees. We're sunk deep into God's love. What causes root structure? That's the first thing a seed does.
Right.
A seed starts roots before you can ever see the tree.
Right.
Now, when you sowed tonight, don't get upset in 3 days if you don't see anything. And from whatever you do, don't dig down in there and see if the seed's growing. Let it alone. First thing it's doing is making roots. Now, by the time you can see it, it's got a little root structure going. But you just keep watering. You just keep praising God, and God loves me. Every time you sow seeds of love, you begin to root structure love. Every time you tell God you love Him, He responds, and you get stronger and deeper in His bedrock. And when that thing gets so strong and so powerful where you stand up and say, none of these things move me. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved only by what I believe, and I believe the Word of the living Almighty God. Now, Isaiah 60, arise! Shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and His glory shall be seen upon you. Even when you can't see it, there are going to be people see it on you in the mall, in the grocery store. You just walk in the store. There's going to, in this great awakening, it's here now.
Yes.
Glory.
They're going to run up to you. My God, you convict me of my sin. Pray, 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 and fall on their knees in the grocery store. Jerry and Carolyn were going through a shopping mall. Carolyn and Jerry in Carolinsville. And they're going through this shopping mall. And Carolyn and Gloria, I mean, man, they can go through a shopping mall. I mean, man, they shoom, and they're gone, man. Jerry and I wait out there on the outside because you can't stay up with them. And Jerry was up there in the hall, that medium out there in an enclosed mall. And he was just walking along trying to see where Carolyn went. And he saw her over there, so he headed over there towards her again. And he got going over there, and then he threw the store, and then he came out. Well, he got out there, and there's a lady ran up to him and just fell before him. My God, she said, you're him. You're him. He said, what? What are you talking about? She said, I was praying. I was praying. Oh, I was crying out to God. I need prayer. I need help. I don't know what to do. The Lord said for me to come down here to this mall, that there was a man going to be down here that would help me. And she said, I saw this light bobbing up and down inside that store. And I kept watching it, and I kept watching it. And when it got outside here in this area out here, it is on you. And Jerry was able to lead her to the Lord, get her full of the Holy Ghost, get her healed. Right up there in that mall. Well, he said, I didn't see any light on me, and I didn't feel any different. But he ain't walking in darkness. She was, and she saw it. Lift up the Gentiles shall come to you light, and kings to the brightness of your arising. Oh, lift up your eyes round about and see. Oh, they gather themselves together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. You got kids out there in the world, you don't know where they are. I mean, you start shouting this every morning and every night, and you lay hold of it with a smile on your face. Quit crying over them. All your crying ain't working. And you can cry tears of joy.
Yes.
And you can love them.
Yeah.
The lovely thing to do is not worry about them, but get this in your mouth and say, Lord, I ain't worrying about them anymore. You know where they are and what they're doing. Now get them home here and get them home saved and full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I believe you ought to stand up and give the Lord a praise. Oh, hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. Begin to praise. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Oh, hallelujah. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. The glory of the Lord is upon you. Oh, hallelujah. His glory is on me. Say it. His glory is on me. I release my faith to shine where there is no light. To lift up His name, the mighty name of Jesus, to dark and hurting people. I turn from my wicked way. I repent. Jesus.
When your life is filled with questions, it's not easy to let go and let God take over in every area. But no matter your age, your background, your past, or your current circumstances, living a godly life with purpose is within your reach. In her trademark inspiring style, Gloria Copeland gives you the 10 keys to finding your destiny. Embark on a study that will change the course of your life with any one of these three resources. God's Master Plan for Your Life, the New York Times bestseller by Gloria Copeland. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, the video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal. And God's Master Plan for Your Life, an abridged audiobook read by Gloria Copeland. Each of these study tools is designed to help you discover and connect with God's Master Plan for Your Life. Find real answers to real life questions from a real God. Order your God's Master Plan for Your Life products at a special price. Just $12 for the book, $49.95 for the video curriculum with interactive workbook and journal, and $22 for the audiobook on CD. Log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. Or call toll-free 800-575-4455. God's plan is exciting and available for you to receive. Find out what He has planned for you today.
Star Williams is the only child of Dr. Gwen Williams and the adopted granddaughter of 106-year-old Otis Clark. She was raised in Tulsa, Oklahoma by her single mom who was attending Bible college and preparing to serve God in full-time ministry.
I committed my life to the Lord as a little girl, but I think I was probably about 21 or 22 before I really got serious about pursuing a relationship with God, and have really grown up as a missionary's child. So from a little girl, I've been able to, you know, to travel all around the world, you know, ministering, evangelizing. And so that's really is a passion of mine, is reaching, you know, lost people, mentoring young people, and just inspiring, you know, others to live in the fullness of Christ.
What kind of things happened to you as you grew into young womanhood? What kind of things did you get involved in?
I got involved in pageants really seriously at about age 18. I got in the Miss USA system, and I competed the first time in 2001, and that was when I was first runner-up, and then I came back in 2002 and won Miss Oklahoma USA.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was Miss Oklahoma USA 2003. I was able to travel and speak in schools. I promoted my critical issue, or my platform issue, which was resolution for teen violence.
Star Williams competed in the Miss USA pageant and made it to the top 10. While fulfilling her reign as Miss Oklahoma, she attended school to complete her college education. During this time, Star was offered and accepted a well-paying job in the business world.
And so then I went into corporate America right away after I got my degree. And just kind of did that for a while, and that was a great experience, but I realized that that wasn't for me. And so then I resigned after a couple of years, a little over 2 years.
You left corporate America, you were doing well, you probably could have been successful in that the rest of your life. Have you ever looked back? Have you ever thought, gee, I wonder if I made the right decision?
I remember God brought back a prayer to me as a little girl, and I don't know where I heard about the whole six-figure job, or, you know, making six figures is like the epitome of success. I said, Lord, if I could just make six figures a year, I will be, you know, rich. You know, that was my thing as a child. And kind of right around the time when I was, before I was gonna resign the job, God brought that back to me and He said, you asked for this, you know, and you asked me for a six-figure job and that's what I gave you. And so I wanna not just make it life about money, but also about, you know, being in your will and being in your purpose.
She always looked at me and said, boy, you know, I see my mom going through school and living on faith. And she asked God, I want to make a job making $100,000 a year so I can help my mom. And well, she paid off my car and did some, paid off a lot of other things when she was working. But she said that wasn't what God had called her to do, so she needed to fulfill her purpose.
You know, she is just an amazing woman. You know, just seeing all the degrees that she's accumulated. I mean, almost like a superwoman, you know, so to speak. You know, going to school, receiving a master's degree, a doctor's degree, and raising a child, you know, on no welfare, you know, just on faith. And that just is very inspiring. And then I started traveling with my mom and dad and ministering and you know, going to Africa and ministering, you know, tent revivals to, you know, hundreds of people. And so I see a very bright future, you know, not limited just in preaching and teaching, but to writing books. I like to write and, you know, doing radio and television work with the ministry. But, you know, I used to always, I think, say the ministry isn't for me because you see, you know, the struggles and preachers don't, you know, most preachers don't have money. You're like, I don't want to do that. That's what I appreciate about Kenneth Copeland Ministries is that they totally, you know, bring the truth about that. And we are to prosper financially, and you can do that, you know, in the ministry. Everyone knows Kenneth Copeland and the ministry and just the awesome impact that they have made and their faithfulness and their longevity. And so just being a part of that, being part of the you know, the legacy of this ministry. And we just believe this is a great covering, a great ministry to receive impartation from. And, you know, we believe that, you know, what you're imparted to and what is spoken into your life is really, you know, what you produce. And so we believe the Word of God just like Kenneth and Gloria Copeland.
Star discovered that there was more for her life. God had a plan for her life that was something more than life just in the corporate world. And she began to discover that life is about being in the middle of God's will every day, all day, every day, right in the middle of God's will for her life. And she made that realization. She discovered that, and she began to allow the Lord to shine through her. You and I can do the exact same thing, praise God. Now, in this message today, Brother Copeland was sharing with us out of Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, and it says this, "Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." Now, this was a special word that he taught today, and you need to be open to this. You need to establish your heart, and your heart needs to be fixed, trusting in the Lord based on the things that we're learning from the Word of God today. And of course, he shared with you that story about Jerry Savelle walking through the mall and the light of God being all over him. And there was a lady that was drawn to that light and just said, I need whatever you've got. And everywhere you and I go, we are to be a light that burns big and shines bright for Jesus. And we're beginning to reach out to a hurting world around us. Praise God. Father, we ask you now to use our lives to fill us up with the glory of the Lord as you already have. And we commit to you that we will be shining lights for the goodness and glory of God in this world. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to tell you about a brand new book called Blessed to Be a Blessing. This is a book by my grandfather. And in this book, you're going to begin to understand true biblical prosperity. Those are three very key words. True biblical prosperity. Now, in here, of course, all of this is based on Scripture, and it's a tour through the Word of God about how God sees our lives. He wants us blessed, but the purpose in all of it is so that you and I will be blessed to be a blessing, to begin to train our thinking how we can begin to be a blessing to the people around us, getting out of the cycle of debt, the cycle of lack. Praise God. This is truth in here, and it's going to be a blessing to you. And it really goes along with what you heard Brother Copeland teach today. So get a hold of these things. You can order your book and get these things into your life. It'll be a blessing to you. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are coming to Washington, D.C. for our victory campaign there, November 12th through the 14th, Woodbridge, Virginia, at the Hilton Memorial Chapel. Now, for more information about this meeting, just go to kcm.org, and all the information you need will be right there. Thank you so much for watching today. Always thrilled when you tune in and you're a part of these broadcasts. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and like Kenneth and Gloria always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our online store today at kcm.org to purchase this broadcast on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you. Walk in the blessing, and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life.
As time ticks closer to eternity, will God find faith in the earth? Make sure He finds it in your life. Walk through the open door of faith, victory, and power with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Capture fresh insights, focus your faith, and step into your divine destiny through the word-based teachings of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Gain new perspectives on the key issues of life from the biblical revelations of powerful men and women of God. Take a step toward your victory and be encouraged by the real-life stories of believers as they overcome everyday challenges and experience God's power. Find out how you can be a part of events in a city near you and in places around the world. Check out television broadcast schedules, BVOV radio and webcasting. Find teaching tapes, books, DVDs, CDs, and music for every member of your family. The Believer's Voice of Victory, transforming lives with the power of God's Word.